The Senate's top Republican, Christine Rodogno, recently gave a speech at the City Club of Chicago, something she's done every year.
This year was really hard for me because I kept thinking, what in the world am I going to talk about?
Now, why might that be?
Because as you know, there's very little legislative activity right now. We've already had session days canceled. We are 7 months into the fiscal year with no budget. The Dem leaders still refuse to engage in any real reform discussion. So essentially, we're stuck.
To be clear, Democrats disagree with that characterization, that they've refused to engage. The House Speaker and Senate President both say they have compromised and are willing to compromise more. But the point is, Illinois' leaders are stuck. Despite warnings of a growing deficit, credit rating downgrades, universities potentially shutting down, agencies that help vulnerable people closing their doors, nothing has been enough to nudge lawmakers to reach a deal. Governor Bruce Rauner, who's been in office for about a year now, is bent on limiting legislators' terms and making Illinois more friendly to business and less friendly to labor. He won't talk budget until those changes pass. Democrats continue to say his plans will hurt Illinois and it's high time the budget be the focus. That was the stalemate that characterized most of 2015, and it's carried over into the new year. The budget will be sure to dominate the coming legislative session, no doubt about it. But that's not all that's on legislators' agendas.
We have a situation in the state today where some school districts spend as little as $7,000 or $6,500 per student, and others spend upwards of $30,000 to $31,000 per student. That's the widest gap of any state in the country.
That's Senator Andy Menar, a Macoupin County Democrat. He's talking about his hope to retool how Illinois funds schools to make it more equitable. The idea is Illinois would send more state money to poor districts than to those in wealthy areas like Chicago suburbs, where local property taxes mean more money is already spent on students. You could think of it as the Robin Hood model. But you know how the rich didn't like getting stolen from, even if it was to give to the poor. That's kinda like this. It is controversial. No legislator wants to vote for a plan that gives the local school district less money. This debate isn't new in Illinois, but there is a reason Menar's more hopeful. He says he's tweaking his plan after getting others' recommendations. The governor's big on pumping more money into schools, though he hasn't been a fan of Menar's concept. He says his big ideas for education will be unveiled in coming weeks. Education's at the forefront because the state's largest district, Chicago Public Schools, is threatening layoffs if Illinois doesn't send it hundreds of millions of dollars. Robin Staines, who until recently was director of the advocacy group Advance Illinois, says the overall funding formula and CPS's financial distress are linked.
This is a year we should, if there is a grand budget bargain, it ought to include a plan over the next 3 to 7 years of marching our way toward a much more adequate level of overall school funding.
What's happening in Chicago is likewise the catalyst for another potential hive of legislative action for 2016. Measures dealing with police accountability. One of 2015's bipartisan successes was a package that's just taking effect. It bans chokeholds, sets standards for the use of dash and body cameras, and raises money to help departments purchase the technology. But protesters have been active and calling for more since the delayed release of a silent video. It shows a Chicago cop repeatedly and fatally shooting a black teenager, Laquan McDonald. Members of Illinois' Legislative Black Caucus have introduced legislation since that incident to make videos of police shootings more available to the public, to require all Chicago police wear body cameras or to use tasers. Senator Kwame Raoul, a Chicago Democrat, says he wants to mandate cameras statewide, but not yet.
Hopefully in a not too far off future, but I'm mindful of the fact that we don't have a budget yet. We are in debt, and you have to be cautious about mandating things unless you know exactly how you're going to pay for them.
Raoul says he will push for police to get licensed, just as attorneys like himself are. Then a professional board would be able to strip an officer of his or her license. Police aren't generally warm to the idea, but it is on the agenda for a new state commission to discuss. An area there's a potential for agreement is on a plan to decriminalize the possession of small amounts of marijuana. Lawmakers advanced a plan last year, but it died after Rauner used his veto pen to make it stricter. Now, Chicago Democratic Representative Kelly Cassidy's back with a version that mirrors Rauner's. She says she hopes that'll make it fly.
This is still enforcement. This is making better use of our criminal justice resources. This is taking away those collateral consequences for low-level offenses.
That dovetails with the governor's aim to reduce Illinois' prison population. A criminal justice commission set to present ideas that could go forward this year. So too could some suggestions included in a recently unveiled report on local government consolidation and cost-cutting. Lawmakers have introduced a host of other bills. Measures that would allow for the recall of elected officials are getting attention. Illinois is playing a central role in a national debate over the regulation of daily fantasy sports. Both renewable energy advocates and Exelon could power up campaigns for changes to state law friendly to their often antithetical causes. And now's the time lawmakers can get proposed constitutional amendments on the ballot to present to voters. That's because it's campaign season, which could stifle any agreements. Political consultant Tom Serafin says it's rare to see controversial measures advance when an election's ahead. But given the budget situation, he says this isn't a typical election year.
At some point, you run out of rope, and you do run out of rope in 16. So in this particular session, you have the opportunity after the primary. I don't think anybody's going to put anybody on a roll call before the primary. So after the primary, you're going to have the opportunity to actually do the business of the people.
If lawmakers don't come together this year, come 2017, things will only have gotten worse. I'm Amanda Vinicky.